Some public colleges and universities in New England are attempting to stem dropping enrollment numbers by luring out-of-state students with big discounts. The New England News Collaborative's Alden Bourne reports.
Madeline George is 18. She lives in Ayer, Massachusetts. Last year, she was considering her college options. She heard about an interesting possibility from a teacher.
She was a computer teacher. I had her for a yearbook. And she had mentioned about how you could get in-state tuition, but go to Maine.
George could attend the University of Maine, not for the regular out-of-state cost of almost $29,000, but for what she'd pay to go to UMass Amherst as an in-state student, around $14,000. Maine calls this the flagship MASH program. It began last year and includes similar offers to students from Connecticut, Vermont, New Hampshire, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Joel Winkowski helped devise the program. He's the university's vice president for enrollment management. He says colleges in the region are under pressure to think creatively to attract students because the number graduating high school these days is declining.
It's declining in every state in New England right now, and Maine is a very small state, and so you can only draw so many students out of the state of Maine.
And Winkowski points out, the program is not only designed to benefit his state for the 4 years students spend on campus.
The more students from out of state that we bring in, the stronger our workforce in the state of Maine will be, because I believe over 20% of our students will stay in state.
The program is already having an impact, a 40% jump in out-of-state enrollment.
Most significantly in Massachusetts, where we've gone from 285 freshmen to 483.
With enrollment bumps as well in Connecticut and the other states. The University of Maine might have the most prominent of these deals in New England, but it's not alone. This fall, Massachusetts residents will be able to attend Asnuntuck Community College, just over the state line in Enfield, Connecticut, for the in-state price. That means instead of paying over $12,000 a year, full-time students will pay about $4,000. James Lombella is president of Asnuntuck. He says the college has been operating under capacity and that the pool of available high school students is part of the challenge.
The demographics for coming out of the high schools is decreasing about 1.8% annually. So for that age population, we definitely have seen a decline in enrollments, but as Nuntuck's average age is 27 and a half years old, we have a lot of non-traditional students at our school, and of course these upgrade their skills and get them jobs and better jobs.
One student hoping for a better job is 29-year-old Jamie Cabasis. He lives in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts, but works in accounting in Connecticut. He's taking two courses this fall at Nuntuck, which he needs to sit for the exam to be a CPA. The discount is why he decided to act.
If it wasn't for that, the cost would be like triple, pretty much, as an out-of-state student. And if I would go into Springfield, that would take me off my path from work and everything, and that would just add up to my time.
The University of Maine is expanding its MASH program to Rhode Island, Illinois, and California next year. Madeline George from Ayer, Massachusetts, is already on campus, going for a degree in marine science.
College costs have gotten so expensive that so many people are coming out with huge amounts of debt that you're paying it off for half of your life, you know. And I think it's an incredible offer that I'm able to get that out-of-state opportunity, but with that in-state cost.
Massachusetts students may be heading out of state at a discount, but a Bay State school has also gotten into the game. Berkshire Community College in Pittsfield now allows students from New York and New England to attend at close to the in-state rate. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Alden Bourne.